The answer echoed back from the trees and bushes.
Night is black and blood is red.
Placing a claw on the cage latch, he shouted,
What is the colour of death?
The reply rang out to the dark skies.
Fox, wolf and his first callers know the colour of death.
The cage door sprang open with a clang and the dirge callers came bounding out. Brought across seasons of heaving seas from the lands of ice by Nagru, maddened through a life of confinement, crazed from lack of live prey, two fully grown female ermine snuffled and wailed, sleek maniac killers both, glazed red eyes shining against the dull brown of summer coats, teeth white as snow and sharp as spikes. Flexing claws as black as their tail tips, the two predators intertwined sinuously, weaving together into a perilous blur of teeth, claws and eyes. The dirge callers suddenly went rigid. Then with an ear-splitting wail, they sped off down the trail into the darkness. Nagru charged after them, his whole being suffused by their bloodlust.
They found the scent! The hunt is on!
Bush, shrub and flower were trampled under paw as the horde chased their savage master and his trackers. Masses of armed rats thundered out along the trail. Then their cries died into the distance. The scene that moment ago had echoed to chaos, regained its silence, and the lonely tour slipped back into the deep of night. In the hour before dawn, Serena found herself shaken into wakefulness by Iris. She picked Truffin up as the otter hustled them both to the stream bank.
Hurry, Serena. It will not be safe here soon. Get aboard this log.
The Squirrel Queen and her son hopped aboard the broad trunk of a dead fir lying in the shallows. Faint noises from afar floated on the pre-dawn breeze. Serena rubbed sleep from her eyes, asking,
Iris, what is it? Where are we going?
Greenbeck's strong head broke the surface by the log.
The fox wolf is coming this way, ma'am, hunting with a full pack. He'll find this place by dawn, but don't fret yourself. We'll take you somewhere safe by water. That'll put his foul snout off the scent. Stream water don't leave many tracks to follow. Otters know that.
Truffin was still asleep aboard the broad log. Serena covered him with a cloak, lying alongside him as the quiet waters rippled by. Powered by a small contingent of otters, the fair trunk swept onward smoothly. Greenbeck and his friends, Trout Lad, held a murmured conversation as they swam with the log.
Squirrel Queen's going to get herself and the little one captured if she don't leave southward. Mark my words, matey. That scum Nagro won't rest till they're both slain.
Aye, that's true. Well, you heard her. She's staying put. Trouble is, where's a good cove to hide him?
If we puts Nagro off their scent, Iris should take him to Old Thorpe's dwelling in the mounds by the wastelands. They'll be snug and safe enough there, I reckons.
Harris's head popped up between them.
Stow the gad and save your energy for pushing. Hear that?
Greenbeck blew stream water from his nostrils.
Sounds like more than rats in our wake.
Wonder what's making that awful wailing din?
Trout Lad said as he began shoving the trunk faster.
Come on, mate. Put your back into it and let's get moving.
Serena stared anxiously back over her shoulder, pulling little Truffin close. Her teeth chattered with fright at the unearthly, dirge-like wails of the pack that were on the trail of her and the babe.